Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today we have CEO and Chairman Mick Billing of Thor Mining PLC, which is dual listed on both the ASX and AIM, ticker THR. Welcome, Mick.
G'day, John, and nice talk to you again now in 2018.
Yep, happy new year to you. So, I mean, you've got news out yesterday about Molly Hill, so upgraded ore reserve and extended mine life. So do you want to just get into, tell us a bit about the tungsten project that you've got there and the molybdenum and what it's about and what's the significance of yesterday's news?
Yeah, sure, John. Delighted to. We think we've had excellent news. We, while Christmas period was going on and we had a couple of heat waves here in Australia, a few things kept bubbling away in the background, and in particular the guy and the team working on this ore reserve upgrade for Molly Hill. I think we signalled back in October that we'd had some improved ore sorting results that gave us confidence that we could extend the life a bit. And so we initiated a study and used an external engineer who specialises in ore reserves to do these things, and who had done the work for us before on Molly Hill, knew the project reasonably well, and was able to make a start without having to do the first few bits of learning curve, finding out what it is, where it is, etc. Now, what we've been able to do is, as a result of the work we've done, is extend. Molly Hill now has a life of 7 years as an open cut mine. When I first started working on Molly Hill for Thor quite some time ago now, we had a life of 4 years. We were able to increase it to 6 years several years ago. Still weren't quite happy with it, and now we've got 7 years as an open cut mine, which takes us much closer to, and I think probably allows us to tick the box of being able to knock on the door of going through a couple of cycles of commodity price movements, which is pretty critical for funding. One of the other really important things about this, though, is now, and this is the first time we've been able to say this, John, is that we're very confident that there's an extended life after the open pit as an underground mine for Molly Hill. There's enough of of the resource below and off skewed a bit to one side of the new pit shell that if you apply normal industry standard numbers for underground mining against those blocks, they would justify sinking a decline down to them and then mining them and putting through the plant and making a profit. And there's not enough work in that in those deeper and blocks and the blocks to the side to be able to for us to be able to say exactly what form of underground mining we would elect to use, and we need to do a bit more geotech work and stuff of that nature, and so we cannot include that in the ore reserve now, but what we can confidently say is that this will warrant going deeper as an underground mine, and that's just on the reserve as resource as we know it now. We don't run out of mineralisation at depth, John. This thing goes down anything up to 1.2 kilometres below surface. So there could possibly be a very extended life as an underground mine for Molly Hill that could take us into quite a long-term mining operation over and a profitable mining operation, which is good news for us and for our investors.
So when do you expect to get the geological work to be done in order to confirm, you know, the mine life and the how feasible that is.
I think there's two things, John. One is we are going now to crack on with the definitive feasibility study for the open pit mine, and get that done and dusted. And we think we can do that by around the end of March, give or take a week or three. And I think that's the first and most important thing we must do, because that will allow us to go out back to the financiers we spoke to about Molly Hill several years ago, when mine life was shorter and when the mine and when the metal prices were heading in the wrong direction. To go back and say, have another look at this, fellas, because the news is better, and by the way, note the tungsten price is heading back in the right direction again. So I think that's the first thing we must do. The other component of this is the underground mine. Now, I don't think we need to rush into that because we would probably want, if we're going to start working on an underground mine, we need to do additional drilling, extend the resource at depth, and then do the geotechnical work and mining studies necessary to do that. We've got time during the life of the underground, of the open pit mine, John, over 7 years, to do that work, to do that to a standard, and to do it while we have people on the ground, while we've got a camp, while we've got infrastructure on site, a lot of that work much more cheaply than if it were an exploration project, as it is without all that infrastructure around the place, and that's the situation now. So we'll probably let that wait for a short period, get into production as an open pit mine, and then start doing the underground work, knowing that the likelihood of that is very, very high.
Yeah, so I mean, you said in the RNS that you've had discussions with third parties who've expressed an interest in Molly Hill. Can you give us any further information about those talks and where they're progressing to at the moment?
There's a limit to what I can say, John, for obvious reasons.
Sure.
No deal is final until there's ink on it. We had discussions with a number of parties several years ago, specifically in early 2015, and we weren't able to conclude a deal at the time. One, because the mine life needed to, they said the mine life needed to be a little bit longer, and two, because the tungsten price was on a fairly sorry decline at the time. We're going back to some of those parties. We have gone back to some of those parties. Equally, in September of 2017, just gone, we attended the annual Tungsten Industry Association get together. It was in Moscow this year. And there's a bunch of people we had preliminary discussions with that we hadn't spoken to before, who were saying they are really short of concentrate for their downstream plants, and they want some of that concentrate. So we're going back and in discussion with a number of those folk as well. Now, we're not I can't guarantee the outcome, John. What I do know is that there are people interested in reliable supply of tungsten concentrates. We believe we can now provide that supply for a longer period. It's in a good jurisdiction of Australia, and our cost structure will be subject to whatever comes out in the DFS, but the cost structure in the previous DFS, if that is an indication, it's about $109 per metric ton unit, compared with the price at the moment of a bit over $300.
Okay, and so that's Molly Hill. And last week you had news out about your Western Shore project in terms of the due diligence that you're doing there. Do you just want to run through quickly what the highlights of that was, please?
Yeah, sure, John. We picked up an option to acquire 75% of the Western Shore project a little while ago. I announced that to the market, and we've got a 120-day period to go and look at that now. The unexpected arrival of Christmas got in the way of getting people and equipment to go out there and do the appropriate level of due diligence, but Christmas is now behind us. It's nice and sunny in that part of Western Australia, and we will and we will have a couple of senior geos, Richard Brady, our exploration manager, but newly appointed executive director, and a very senior exploration geologist is going with him. And with the helicopter assistance, they'll be going out to the location with a helicopter, drop down in, I think they're doing three vertical traverses, or north-south traverses rather than vertical, up and down the length of the tenement, dropping down in at various spots to grab some samples, look at the lithology, confirm the historical geological maps of the area, hopefully have a look at some of the areas where there's some evidence from satellite imagery of historic gold mining scratchings around, and come back and let us and the market know, hopefully, that this is worth taking on to the next stage. Can't guarantee that at this stage, but we're putting some very good minds and some and I guess I said boots on the ground, where they're boots filled by quality feet, that's going up there next week.
Okay, so hopefully we'll hear something towards the end of the month or beginning of next month on that.
We would hope so, John. The samples will take the normal assay period to process when we come back. If we see evidence of something that looks like an extension of the conglomerate-hosted gold that the geological maps say should extend into this tenement, and if we see some pegmatites, well, that'll be good news, but not all pegmatites contain lithium, so we'll have to wait for the assays to confirm that. But, you know, we're looking at this, we're going into this with the objective of confirming there's a red-hot exploration project to go and do some work on, but we have to do this initial reconnaissance first.
Okay, and very quickly before you go, can you just give us an update on the latest with Kapunda and Pilot Mountain?
Yeah, sure, John. Kapunda, we have signalled to the market that we expected an initial or a maiden resource estimate for that part of the deposit that's suitable for in-situ leaching recovery techniques, and we were hoping that would be out by Christmas. It's not now. It's not out yet, and the people working on it, I believe, are back from their Christmas break. The deposit doesn't belong to us. It belongs to another company, and we are farming into it. But they are working on the resource estimate. I expect that in the next week or so. And haven't heard anything to the contrary. So I'm still quite optimistic that we'll get that very soon. And I'm still very optimistic that will be a resource estimate that will indicate to both to us and to the market in general that this is a deposit of a reasonable amount of substance. So keep your eye on the market for an RNS for that in the next week or two. I sincerely hope we can meet that time frame. In the case of Pilot Mountain, we were very active in 2017, continuing now, we're working on an internal scoping study for Pilot Mountain that will allow us to go to the regulators and the environmental people and say, this is what we plan to do, this is where we plan to put various parts of the plant, and the tailings dam and the mullock and the waste dumps and things of that nature, and there is an indication that at the very high level this thing should make some money. There'll be a limit to what we can release to the market from that, because it's not being done to a to a JORC standard. It's being done to a standard that that allows us to go to the regulators in Nevada and say, this is what we plan to do. It justifies itself to us, but it is at a very high level indeed. So we would hope to get that have that in the next couple of months, and then we'll and following that we'll commence some of the environmental work. We'll do some metallurgical work, but we'll also be doing some. Then hopefully move on to pre-feasibility after that stage.
Okay, Mick, pleasure as always.
John, thanks very much for your time.
Okay, so that was CEO and Chairman Mick Billing of dual-listed Thor Mining, ticker THR. This is on the ASX and AIM.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.